talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Mycoin, your coin, blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Holder, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future.
That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good morning, America, and hello, rest of the world. This is Zoe from Z to Infinity, because life, well, it can be infinite. And life, once off this planet, is eternal and infinite. And some people say it's infinite because we get reincarnated sometimes to other planets, sometimes back to this one. I spent the last several days, 3 days since Friday, going and watching fireworks and going to the powwows with people from all different parts of the world, I mean country. Some people, travelers from different parts of the world, but a huge powwow. People celebrating and dancing, happy, not thinking about their loved ones dying, that the government killed them, that the teachers that forced the injections on their children killed them, that the nurses that forced the injections killed their family or relatives or friends, that the school administrators that many want to kill now. So if I'm a school, if you're a school administrator, you better keep your mouth shut, because people will start stalking you, forcing injections on others, forcing masks on people. And, you know, it was really good seeing, maybe there was a straggling number of one or two people with a mask on, but I didn't see anyone with a mask on. No one. And that was a pleasure to see that, because people that, you know, Jeff Renz, who says to wear a mask, well, I spit in his face. He's lost my respect. I used to listen to him, but not any longer. After he's told people to wear masks and take the injections, well, you know whose side you're on. People are dying at a fast speed. Some say, well, I don't know what the real statistics are, because statistics are just numbers that can be played with and manipulated to go any way a person or statistician wants it to go. There are stories that insurance companies are claiming that a large 20% more than normal of the population are dying. Some people say more than that. It was a time not too long ago that a day wouldn't go by when I'd hear somebody passing away. Now it's like maybe a couple of times a week. I can take out my tarot cards and my scrying mirror and my crystal ball. That really won't help me. I do ask the universe for questions that I'd like to have answered. Like, who in the hell are these people that work in the government, that call themselves teachers? Because they're not teaching. They're teaching children how to put rubbers on bananas or corn dogs in elementary school, taking them and then slap the parents' face too, to queer, ugly cross-dressers. Happy hour at the library. They look like clowns, demon clowns, actually. Repulsive. You know, if somebody likes it up their colon, hey, that's their choice. Their colon will eventually rupture. That's like getting too many enemas. Several enemas a day. Eventually it'll rupture. You know, if a person wants to be sick and do things to animals, that's abnormal. Eventually they'll get worse than STDs. Incurable diseases. They want to have intimacy with dead people? Well, that's sick as well. We live in a sick world. With wars and rumors of wars. And evil governments. That if they were seen alone, without any security around them, they'd run. And that was amazing because this weekend, and it was beautiful when it was having lightning striking right next to you, and the sky was beautiful with lightning and thunder, and the people ran. I thought, man, these people are chicken. I was sitting in the bleachers watching everything happening. Just because it was lightning in the sky and some rain, and maybe sometimes it did feel like it was kind of like hailstones, but it wasn't brimstones falling out of the sky. And they ran like their heads were between their legs, or a chicken with its head cut off. I didn't see a place get cleared up so fast as that. And when I was younger and I lived in Palm Springs during the 4th of July, some idiot at the high school in Palm Springs decided on throwing out some tear gas, which, you know, that smoked up the place and it did burn your eyes. It did make you want to feel like you wanted to throw up. But it didn't clear out that fast. And even though it was great watching everyone dancing, and even some white people, and even some, well, it was pretty amazing, there was Mexicans from Mexico there that were dancing, because we don't have very many Mexicans around here, or black people, mostly white people and Indians. But it was interesting watching everybody. But it's particularly interesting watching everybody running around just because it was raining and there was lightning falling down. But it wasn't fire and it wasn't brimstone. Yet they were packing up and running around. Maybe their expensive outfits might get ruined. Their feathers and their leathers, their moccasins and things like that. But there were places you could, you know, hide for shelter. I just hope that they run that fast with somebody, if they're somewhere and people are acting crazy and maybe shooting, and hopefully they'll have a weapon on them and shoot back. But it was interesting. The fireworks were interesting, too. And then yesterday, going to Washington, to a particular town, a country town, the whole town was having fireworks. It sounded like a war. Fireworks everywhere. Bam, bam, bam. Fireworks in the sky everywhere. I mean, it was really weird. I've never been in a town that practically so many people were shooting off fireworks. I mean, a large portion of that town, and there's like, 16,000, 17,000 people that live there. were shooting off fireworks. Plus, they were having grand fireworks displays at the community college and some other places. But they were, like, totally into their fireworks. Thank goodness this town that I live in didn't have so many fireworks. They like their cannons. They like to shoot off cannons for some reason, which is really loud. And if you're not prepared for a loud cannon explosion, so boom! You know, it does scare the animals. And boom! It does scare some people with PTSD. Especially if they've lived in the barrio or wherever in California or Chicago or who knows where. And they're shooting in the streets. And they have to duck for cover. But thank God we don't have many of those people living around here. But we do have military people living around here. They have been through wars. Real war. And many of them, not all of them, but many of them, do have PTSD and do get triggered by loud sounds like boom or crackle, snap, and pop. Thank God that, you know, they can subdue themselves and maybe get some respite or comfort and still enjoy themselves, hopefully. But today is July 6th, and happy birthday to everybody. All you Cancerians, mine was on the 4th of July. And, well, it was a nice day. I don't know how many more days I'll have like that. Hopefully a lot. Got rid of one bozo. That looked like fat bastard. On Austin Power. And he was. He turned himself into a fat bastard. Disgusting looking man. Disgusting looking. What would you call it? Slime ball. Slug. A disgusting snail of a human, or maybe he's a reptile, I don't know. There are reptilian people. Some people say, oh no, there's no reptilian. Oh yes, there is. Yeah, there is. You might even be born into a family of reptilians and be the black sheep. And maybe you have a good side to you and not a reptilian side to you. But yes, there's some people that are born into reptilian families of murderers, rapists, drunks, druggies, thieves. Some are just born into reptilian families that are narcissistic actors. All they want to care about is themselves, where they look at the stare at the mirror 24/7. Maybe they didn't do drugs, but, you know, narcissism is pretty bad. A pretty bad thing. Especially if you're raising children and all you care about is yourself. And there's both men and women that don't fit that category. That maybe should never have children. Because all they care about is themselves. They stare at themselves all the time. All the time. They talk about themselves all the time. It's all about them. Them, 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 them. Me, 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 me. No, you know what? No, it's not all about you. Sorry. Sorry, it's not all about you. There's more to life than that. A lot of bad things are taking place. You know, the doctors that pushed the injections the nurses that danced around, the dancing fake nurses, prancing and dancing, and they're dying now. Yeah, they took the injections. They pushed it onto others, too. Beavis Face, or was it, what is his name? Beavis Jackson? Or some guy that was pushing vaccines that's a dancer or stage person. Well, his face looks like a retard now. And I'm sorry for people that were born handicapped. I have a handicapped son, and it's not fun. And I do feel sorry for him. But when you purposely make yourself into a retard, there's something wrong with that, okay? Seriously. Well, anyway, this guy did that to himself. Now he wants sympathy. I better take out the violin and play some symphony music for him. Trashy. Scumbag. He winks with a wood eye, kind of like Lucille Ball playing in an old film with I Love Lucy. But anyway, so I have no sympathy for this person. And how dare they push the vaccines, which are now killing so many people. Not only adults and elderly people, but young children as well. Wiping them out. Why did they take the vaccine? Why did they have to follow the crowd? Why are so many questions being asked? It's good to ask questions. Anyone that says, hey, you're asking too many questions. Well, you know what? Give them the Eagle. Give them some Eagle toilet cleaning power. Anyone that says, oh, you're asking too many questions. I don't want to answer questions. You know what? There's something wrong with that person. And run away. Just say, you know what? Go to where the sun don't shine and it's burning fire. Go there. Go hide underneath a hot lava bed. And there's several of them like that. And they're going to die and probably end up somewhere where they'll regret and darkness with their dark heart and their dark eyes. Even though they might have blue eyes, but in their dark eyes, soulless creatures that they are. You might be married to one, or you might be dating one. Get rid of them. It's unfortunate that you waste your time with such unpleasant people. Your time is precious. You're only here on this planet for so long. Once you take that first breath and you come out of the womb, well, that's also the time that you're also, well, to put it bluntly, dying. You know, before we came into this planet, before we went through that birth canal, before we came out of that private part that women have, and I'm a woman, but that private part that women have between their legs, we were in eternity, infinity, and then we came into a body. Our spirit did. Some people think that there is no spirit. Some people say all there is this planet. No, I'm sorry, there isn't. You know, there's not. We're living in a shell, a tent, a teepee, a box, a prison, a container for our spirit and our soul. Some people have black souls, they're demons, but there's always been that ever since time began. They're very low energy, draining vampires. Kind of like Dracula, but they zap the person's energy out of them. Stay away from them. They're no good. But maybe your parents didn't teach you that. Maybe you didn't learn it. Maybe you'll have to learn it. Maybe you don't care. And you like having your energy taken away from you. Like emptying out a battery. You know, this life is a personal journey. And even though we might have children, and even though we might be married or have, you know, some people are happily married. That's great. That's wonderful. I'm happy for them. Some people have good boyfriends and girlfriends. Hey, that's fantastic. That's super, super great. I'm happy for them. The ones that don't, well, it's your choice to get out or stay. It's your choice to get out or stay. Yeah, who says it's going to be easy? You know what? Some things aren't easy. You know, I wish it was easy, but you know what? It is magical. And depending on your ability to manifest things, it can be easier than you might think. But time is short. People are dying. You know, and I see the person. I don't see the person that got my son injected. Because if I did, you know, and I have an anger issue sometimes. And I used to have to beat up people in high school. And I did take kickboxing for many, 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 many years. And I used to have to beat up bullies, really, and put them down and stuff their face into the cement and jump on their head. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy about it. I wish I didn't have to do it, you know. But I was, you know, taught that you either want to be a chicken and get slapped around and be used as a punching bag, or you become like them, but better. And be happy about it. And so if you're in one of those relationships, it's your choice, but get out. Life is short. People are passing away now. And the lady who made my son take that injection, and I told him not to. I told him not to. He hasn't been taking shots for many years. Many years. He got vaccine and injury when he was a child. And so I was very much against vaccines, except when he went to regular school and had to have them. But after that, after he graduated, no more vaccines. And she took him by the hand to get not one vaccine, which, you know, I would have been able to forgive that one, even though I don't like it, and even though they say that there's black goo in a person and metal parts in a person, and I don't know what. But she did it twice. And I'd like to take her and do some things that, well, she would regret. And she wouldn't do that to anyone else again. Hopefully she took the vaccines and will be passing away soon with blood clots through her body and heart and brain. I don't want to watch that happen to my son. I already had to watch one have cancer when he was 19. He had lymph cancer. And he had to have chemo like every week or every other week for close to 2 years. And he was a brave boy and he was able to work and try to keep his life straight when he was 19. And then when he turned 20 or 21, the doctor said, you know, it's not going away. And your other choice is to have bone marrow transplant. So he had his own bone marrow transplant. And you look like an old man at the age of 21, like he was 80 years old, but yet you could still see his eyes. And I couldn't go to the hospital at OHSU in Portland, cancer unit, where he was isolated for a month in isolation. But his father-in-law, which wasn't his father-in-law at the time, was with him for a month, and he was a minister. And he stayed right next to him in his bed in the room because I got bleeding ulcers worrying about him. Because the doctor every day would say, we don't know if he's going to be dead today or living today. We're taking his red and white blood cell count down to zero. He might be dead or he might be alive. We don't know. And so that really ate my stomach up. For 3 months, I had bleeding ulcers, and I wanted to go see him. And then I'd say, I'll wear a mask. I mean, I know that, you know, they didn't wear masks back then. I'll wear a mask when I come in because I'd like to see my son, please. And they said, no, we're sorry, you can't come in. You're sick. You have ulcers. And I said, well, yeah, I do. And they said, well, sorry. You're not allowed in here, so I couldn't see him, which I regret, but, you know, couldn't see him. And so now he, then a year later he got married to a witch whose aunt is an actress, great aunt. An actress who's married to a president at one time, too. Very narcissistic. But anyway, that was his choice. And his birthday is today. So happy birthday, son. And I know you don't listen, but happy birthday to everybody born in July. And anyway, so he's been married now since in June for 12 years. And so life is short. We don't know when it's our time to go. There were people, I guess, in different states that got shot during some parade. They didn't know that they were going to get shot and not take a next breath. You know, there's car accidents, there's train accidents, there's wars. There's different things taking place on this planet. It's more like it's a beautiful planet. There's many beautiful things in this planet. Really. It's a really beautiful planet. I haven't been, that I remember, to other planets. I don't remember. I do remember before I came here to have a pre-life review and going down through my biological mother's birth canal and seeing a white light and having that physician or nurse mishandling me. That's why natural home births are better. And my niece, who's older than me, Stephanie, she's a midwife for over 20 years in Arizona. And there's many different ways for natural midwifery for giving birth, which is more welcoming to the infant than a sterilized hospital. Plus, you can have a party and have whoever you want come and be there with you or watch you or take movies. And for some reason now, the doctors seem to be more inclined to giving cesareans. But there's different ways to learn how to give birth, where a person, you know, unless they're built differently and have to have a cesarean, can give birth in a more relaxed manner, taking deep breaths and deep breath exercising, Lamaze, doing stretching, like yoga or Tai Chi or Kudando. You know, and if you're having a baby, that child that's in you listens to everything your voice says, and others too, and feels every emotion that you have. So it's better to keep your stress level low and relaxed. Some people, I don't know why, but they smoke cigarettes while they're pregnant. They do meth while they're pregnant. Do LSD, do who knows what. And drink. Which is very bad for the child that's inside you. Unless you want to have a deformed one. And then you'll be stuck. You know, not, you know, hopefully caring wise, raising your child. Some aren't, then put them in homes. Some now there's post-birth abortion. So they say after a month, or I don't know what the time limit is, but they say, damn, I am so tired of changing diapers. I can't even sit down and think about me. I have to change diapers all hours of the day and night. I can't even sleep. Poor is me. What am I going to do? My nanny, she's no good. She likes to fool around with my husband. I'm just going to abort this baby. I'm tired of it. I don't know how they do it, but there's post-birth abortion now. Kind of like going out and spending $1,000 on a dress or maybe a suit, and then within a month saying, God, I don't know why I spent $1,000 on this dress or this suit. But I'm so bored of it, I'm just going to get rid of it. I'm just really going to just totally get rid of it. I don't care if I spent $5,000 on it. I'm going to get rid of it. And that's what they're doing. Post-birth abortion. So you women, why don't you keep your legs shut? Or take birth control? Or get your tubes tied. You can always get them untied. Some women, they go out and pick up on guys at bars. Unfortunately, many of them are married. Guys at bars take them over to their apartments, have sex with them, have a child, and then, you know, they take their number or whatever and know where they live. I don't know. You know, anyhow, they keep tabs of the guy they had sex with that, you know, unfortunately, many of them were married. And when they're pregnant, they go to welfare or whatever, give them the name of the person they had sex with, then that person, that man's responsible for 18 years to pay child support. Some women do that, and my ex's niece was one of them. She lives in Courtside. Her mother was one of them, too. And Brittany, she kind of looks like Kid Rock when he was younger. She has a six of them, a child from every man. A lot of them were married. They have to pay child support now until those children are 18 years old. So I don't know how these women do that. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the women that are married to these guys that when they find out and their husband says, oh, honey, I need to tell you something. And please, I want you to forgive me. I really honestly do. And I don't know how to tell you this. I really don't. I don't know how to tell you this, but one night, well, I went to the bar, and there was this girl, and I love you so much. You're my dream gal. I'm married to you. I'm your husband, remember? To me, you're beautiful. But anyway, let me tell you this. I met this girl, and, well, I was drunk. You know how things go sometimes, right? You know, it's not my fault. I'm sorry. I was so weak. I was just so lonely. You and I were arguing, and I was just, I don't know, just kind of bored. Anyway, there was this girl sitting at the bar. She looked rather attractive. A young thing, you know. Fresh meat. And so, well, I started buying her a drink. Yeah, I bought her a drink. But then I bought her another one. And we started dancing. And she was seductive. And, well, I bought her another drink. And I think maybe she put something into my drink. Because I got really drunk. I mean, really, really drunk. And, well, okay. I'll have to spit it out. I had sex with her. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. But then, well, I'm so sorry. I hope you forgive me. Well, she has my baby now. Yeah, I'm a dad. I'm a father. More like a grandfather, actually, because she is young, you know. But I just need you to know this because, well, I have to pay child support for the next 18 years. I don't know what that woman's doing when she's listening to her husband telling her this. You what? And he says, well, I just wanted to get it out of me. You know, how can I sleep next to you and have these feelings that I'm a father? The girl I had sex with, well, she had my baby. And I'm a father, and I'm sleeping next to you, and you're my wife, and I love you very much. And, well, it was just a one-night fling, you know, and I don't do that to you all the time. Believe me, I don't. No, don't think that. No, you're beautiful. And she's crying. Maybe she's 60. Maybe she's 70. Maybe she's 50 or 30 or 40. Who knows? But at least he's telling her that he's a brand new dad and he has to pay child support for the next 18 years. And this happens to a lot of guys. Many, I don't know how many, what the percentage is, but it happens to a lot of guys. Maybe they go on a business trip, you know, a business conference, feel relaxed, sitting it by the beach, smelling those beautiful suntan lotions, feeling kind of perky, feeling kind of bored. You know, the women know where to go to pick them up at. And now, it's not just the women, not just the females, it's guys, too, that like to bend over a lot. But, you know, they don't get pregnant, though. Because even though they say that men can get pregnant, well, no, sorry, men cannot get pregnant. And the ones that do look like men are actually females that, yeah, they can get pregnant. And, yeah, they do look like a man, but biologically, chromosome-wise, no, they're not a man. So, but then, you know, that colon does erupt sometimes, and then you have a colostomy bag. Then you're carrying around with you in a little baggie next to your body, a colostomy bag, because your colon ruptured. Because your colon isn't supposed to have an enema 5 times a day. And people are getting reconstruction around their private area in the backside of them now. So a lot of things are happening. A lot of people are passing away. Anyway. Here's something. It says, my body, my choice. Insane leftists and celebrities scream for abortion rights while insisting we all be forced vaccinated. Really? Stick it up your eyeballs, people. Get that syringe needle pointed right at your pupil. Vaccinated for COVID-19. And this is from Natural News. On the one hand, it makes sense if you despise human life and enjoy killing babies in the womb, then you would also want people dying from blood shots. I mean, dying from clot shots, also known as COVID-19 vaccines. On the other hand, if you're screaming because the Supreme Court is ruling against your rights to control everything about your body, then why wouldn't you be screaming out against vaccine mandates where the government tells you that you can't work at your job, shop for groceries, enroll your children in daycare or school, or even have your child at the hospital? That's baloney. And give them the eagle flower with both fingers. Eagle power. Okay. If you're not all fully vaccinated for the Fauci rat face, he'll be known as a rat face, bingo, Fauci, flu. What happens to my body, my choice, when it comes to vaccines? And I put that article into our chat room. And thank you, everybody, for your donations to Revolution Radio. And the articles are in it's at freedomslips.com, Revolution Radio. Home site with chat room and also schedules and things like that with many different hosts, all volunteer hosts. They don't get paid. Your donations go to support Revolution Radio that Mike Ringley started back in 2010, and now Lady Horse Terry Ackerman runs with her team for your enjoyment. And the only way that this Revolution Radio stays alive and breathing and forming is by your donations. So I just want to say thank you very much. And there's many different ways to donate. PayPal, Bitcoin, you can send a letter, card with money. I don't have that her address in front of me. Let me know. To Terry Ackerman. Her name is spelled T-E-R-R-Y. Ackerman, spelled A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. And I think this is more of a P.O. box, but it looks like an address. At Terry Ackerman at 1793 North Eden. That's 1793, a capital N and a little period. Eden, spelled E D O N Road. And that's in Allen, spelled A-L-L-E-N, Michigan, a capital M and a capital I. And the zip code is 49227. And I'll repeat that once more. Sometimes we don't have a pin next to us, but you can get your pen and paper, and you can send her a card, a picture, hopefully a good picture, not a nasty, ugly picture, to know who her listeners are, and a check or money order addressed to Revolution Radio on the check or money order. If you don't want to do Bitcoin or PayPal, or I don't know what other ways there is, but there are several. And if you listen to the other hosts, they'll tell you to Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, at 1793 North, just a capital N and a little period, Eden, E-D-O-N, Road, a capital R and a little D, period. That's for Road. So Eden Road. And that's in Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Michigan. A capital M and a capital I for Michigan. 49227. We also have a Zazzle store, which has many cool things. Artwork, t-shirts, cups of the different hosts. Really pretty cups that, you know, are great for gifts, for yourself, for a collection of Revolution Radio hosts that you enjoy, that you might want to keep for a souvenir, or, how would you say this, for, I don't know, some people like keeping memorabilia. And there's beautiful pictures from Thomas. His name is a Mad Painter. And I've bought several of his artwork, and really beautiful ones I bought. And t-shirts and different things at the Zazzle store. And we have a schedule you can take a look at with different hosts. Many different topics. I'm on once a week now, and my topics range from many different things. I don't like to talk about killings all the time or think about it because it really brings me down. I don't like to be down. I like to be happy as much as possible because being upset drains me of my energy, and I only have so much energy. And I like to use it on thinking positive things, even though maybe everything around me is falling apart. And I've got 1,000 people dying on my right and 10,000 on my left. but I like to think about positive things and put a smile on my face and laugh. I like laughing. I think laughter is good. I like to think about infinity, universal things. I like to be that eagle, and sometimes I have dreams about being that eagle, and God wants us to be that eagle, and that brave lion that roars like a brave lion. And sometimes I do have dreams of being an eagle flying above the forest. And the forest can be a metaphor for what's taking place all around us. Instead of being stuck in the pig pen, go beyond. Look above it. Be above it and looking down and seeing it happening like a movie. Because life can be a movie. And if people are destroying you, if people are hurting you, then get them out of your life. Don't waste your time. Say goodbye. How's that song? There's many ways to leave your lover. Well, there's many ways to leave somebody if they're taking your energy away from you. Just tell them, get the heck away from me. That's it. I'm done. Goodbye. If you've been with that person for a long time, goodbye. Why did you waste your time? Why did you waste your energy? Were you afraid to be alone? Anyway, you know, all of us are dying. Every breath we take, we're dying. We're coming to a commercial break or a bumper break, and I'll be right back. So take care now.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom, at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of 6 hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus O deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every 7th conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This is welcome and hello, America. Hello. Happy 4th of July, celebrating America, number one in the world. I mean, other countries are good too. I've traveled to other countries, they're nice too. But America will always be that special place in my heart, not the people that run it. Like Biden, I don't even know who he is, and his drug-addicted son that looks like Eddie Monster. Ugh. And the actor, whoever it is, that shows him playing with himself and doing meth and having prostitutes in his room. You know, you're a joker too, dude, because you're a piece of real crappy work. But anyway, his real son, and I don't know which one is the real Biden because there's so many of them playing Biden part right now. You're a piece of junk. People will be clapping when you're no longer on this planet. And jumping with joy. Riding an air balloon. And taking their champagne classes and saying, yeah, that wicked demon's no longer here. So look for your days of no longer being here. But anyway, so now Disney, and I put that into the chat room too, the empire of child grooming. Disney pushing more junk biology brainwashing of our youth with Baymax animated features. You know, whoever's proud of working at Disney, I'm sorry, I almost said a nasty word. You sick, 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 psychotic piece of work. Instead of turning them in for the crimes to children and families, you were part of it. You and your costumes you hid under. You were part of it. Child grooming, pornography, sex trade, child kidnapping. And you're proud to work for such a horrible place? Shame on you. There's a special place for you too. Yeah, there is. You might say, well, I had nothing to do with it. You know what? Just like somebody who makes nuclear weapons, you were part of it. You were part of it. But yet you were so proud. Oh, so proud. People got hurt, raped, some even killed. You like their parties too much, and their free champagne, and their expensive swimming pools, and their free cruises, and their free airplane rides. You were part of it. And you, your time's almost over on this planet. So Disney, a newly leaked video showing how far down the LGBTQ and gender fluid hole Disney has gone, even as the company's latest movie offering featuring a lesbian kiss scene for no good reason is tanking at the box office. And you actors, and I've had family working for the studios for a long time, and I'm not proud of it either. I still have family working for the studios, and I'm not proud of it either. Shame on you. Yeah. Some of you were trying to help others and not just looking out for your best interest. But yet you still attended those parties. You were still seeing people dressed up like animals with collars around their necks. Where did you think you went to? A zoo? Have you ever read the story of O? You think that it was so glorious of you to go to those parties, didn't you? You liked it. You became part of it. Well, yeah, you became part of it, but your days are almost over too. Even reptiles die. I had one. I had an iguana. It kind of like just froze one day when it was cold. But I didn't know that they just freeze and kind of like look like they're dead, but not. But I threw it away in a trash can anyway. It was a huge one, a big one, a big iguana. So big you could eat it for a week for dinner. It was a big iguana. But reptiles die too. So do snakes. Sometimes they do. Snakes do crawl out of their skin and have a new body. but they still are a snake. You can have plastic surgery all you want. You can look like a cat face if you want, and many of you do. Because you have too much surgery, too much plastic surgery. Now you totally regret because your face looks like a cat. Really, really ugly. Imagine waking up to somebody that looks like a cat face every morning. No wonder some of them have separate bedrooms. But that reptilian inside you that likes that blood, drinking that blood, and having who knows what with your private parts. Well, that gets old too. You know what? Reptiles die too. They do. Everything on this planet. Maybe you'll turn into a ghost and haunt the castle you lived in. Because they're all ghosts. There's spirits, there's ghosts, there's groans, there's shadow people. I mean, this planet's got a lot of different things going on in it. It's amazing. It's totally, totally amazing. But anyway, Disney. Research cut Christopher Roth posted this disturbing video clip to Twitter. Along with his description exclusive, I've obtained leaked video from Disney's upcoming show, Baymax. Don't take your kids to it, please. I mean, you know, you perverted pieces of work. You know, you want to corrupt your children's minds? Don't even go to Disneyland, which promotes the transgender flag and the idea that men have periods to children as young as 2 years old. Men don't have periods. Those are women that dress up like men. Psychos. It's all part of Disney's plan to re-engineer the discourse around kids and sexuality, starting at 2 years old, huh? Perverted pieces of baloney. In the clip, Baymax stood in the female, in the feminine hygiene aisle of a store and stared at the shelf in front of him. For a moment, he turned to the woman next to him and asked for her recommendation for a good product. She responded first with surprise, "What?" And then immediately did her best to assist him. And a crowd of others quickly joined in with their suggestions as well. The clip starts out with Baymax asking a woman shopper next to him, "Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?" "Ho hum, well, these are tampons I usually use," the woman responds, handing him a package of the hygiene product. "You sick, perverted pieces of, oh my goodness. I don't even like to cuss or think bad things because it takes too much energy out of me. Anyway, thank you," Baymax said. "I prefer pads," another woman interjected. "They're most comfortable with me, for me." "Thank you," Baymax said again. "I always get the ones with wings," another person whose shirt was the colors and patterns of the transgender flag interrupted. A crowd began to form around Baymax, with another woman adding, "Get unscented and bleach-free if you can." Yo, my daughter loves these, said a man who reached over Baymax's shoulder to show him another package. These might be easier if it's her first period, yet another woman said as she held a package out to Baymax. While another woman approached the group saying enthusiastically, these are really environmentally friendly, batting her eyes. Rufo, has been following the exposing the way Disney has shamelessly adopted an LGBTQ agenda and theme in its programs and films, catering to perhaps 2-3% of the entire population just to push a woke agenda that is hurting the company's bottom line. He exposed the goings off with Disney, including a number of videos that revealed an exclusive executive's not at all secret gay agenda. It's called social engineering. As well as future plans to infuse shows for children of all ages with examples of multiple different gender identities and sexual orientations. I reported on Disney's self-described, not at all secret, gay agenda for City Journal earlier this year, and that's Christopher F. R-U-F-O, Rufo, cityjournal.org. Disney's ideological capture, City Journal. Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to not at all secret gay agenda exclusive executive director LaToya Rave. And you said in the leaked video, wherever I could, I was basically adding queerness to the show. Do you hear that snake sound? Queerness. With their tongue going back and forth like a snake. Maybe their tongue split too. Who knows? Queerness. If you see anything queer in this show, the Proud Family, nobody would stop me, and nobody was trying to stop me. The Baymax clip comes as Disney's Toy Story Lightyear has tanked at box offices around the world after the animated film's producers decided to reinsert a lesbian kiss scene after initially removing it. Now their awoken animated feature, Lightyear, has taken a record dive at the box office. The children groomers sex trade. That's what I did my thesis on when I was in college for my master's degree. The sex trade. Not very many people were aware of it at that time. That was back in the 2000s. I was aware of it. They've been doing this for a long time. The child groomers at the Walt Disney Company must be truly bummed. Other than Onward, which was 2020, I guess it was a film or something, which doesn't count because the coronavirus derailed its second week. Lightyear currently holds the record for the worst second weekend box office drive in Pixar's 25-year history, he wrote. After opening to disastrous $51 million in its second week, Lightyear earned just $17.7 million. Oh, just a fraction of the $51 million. Which is a crash of 65%. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Let me take out my Kleenex. Let me take out my hanky. Note heaped on the criticism. This is a Toy Story movie. Lightyear is part of the most popular and ironic animated franchise in the universe. And after 10 days and 2 weekends, it still sits at a pathetic 88.8 million domestic. Worldwide, it's earned just 152 million. The production alone cost $200 million. $200 million for the production? Where do these people get their money from? Instead of making this planet a better place, they want to send it straight to the pig spin. They just want to send it straight to the outhouse. The production alone cost $200 million, another $100 million for advertising. Whoa. In order to break even, Disney needs to see a worldwide take of at least $550 to $650 million, which will not happen. So Lightyear will probably lose more than $100 million. Crazy. Congrats. Great job, Disney. Way to destroy your biggest animated franchise after destroying your Star Wars film franchise, he wrote. And this source includes DailyWire.com, BrettBart.com, and previous Murder with Dicks. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO says she'll give thousands of dollars to any female employee seeking an abortion. Really? Confirmed. The CIA is running Ukraine's first... The CIA is running Ukraine's fight against Russia. We live on planet Hell World. Wow, okay. Disney. I never took my children to Disneyland. Ever. And I lived in California. And I could have taken them to Florida one, too. Never took them. I said, you know what? Once you turn 18, I have no control over you. You can go there if you want. That's up to you. I refuse. I knew what they were doing when I was a child. I'd hear stories. I'd hear parents rushing around. And I was just a child, maybe 6. My son, my daughter, they're missing. And then I'd hear stories they went into the underground or something. I thought, oh my God, what? Yeah. And those people dressed in outfits, I'd kick them in the face. I'd take a rock and smash them. I'd throw it in their face. Or if I was close to them, I'd kick them in the leg. I ain't like going to Disneyland, actually. My parents took me there a lot, like twice a month, or I don't know, a lot though, too many times. But Knott's Berry Farm too, but Knott's Berry Farm seemed different, although they did have a large satanic organization there at Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know about Magic Mountain. Some people said it was low-life land. I don't know how it's like now, but yeah. So you sick people that work at Disney. Don't tell me that you didn't know what was happening, because you sure did. You heard the stories. You were there. You know, it's hard to work for a company or an agency and not really know what's taking place around you. Unless you're all messed up on drugs all the time. And I'm not just talking about smoking pot. I'm talking about, like, drugs all the time. Some of them are on heroin, but they're able to work even though they're doing heroin. Some of them, well, they're even on acid, and yeah, I guess they can work, and they're doing acid. Good for you! You're involved in this as much as they are. You know, maybe the producers and maybe the other people, the CEOs, were making more money than your lousy butts. But you know what? You were involved in it too. I wiped my hands clean of them long time ago. And I refused to take my children there. And I lived around there. I mean, it wasn't very far to go there. But, no, I wasn't going to be a participant. Anyway, here's another one. Pro-abortion Jewish organizations agree with Satanic Temple claim that abortion ritual represents religious freedom. That's crazy. We live in a crazy world. More than 140 Jewish organizations, along with the Satanic Temple of the New York City, are now claiming that getting an abortion is a form of religious freedom that is constitutionally protected and cannot be overruled by legislators of the courts. On May 17th, an event sponsored by the Jewish Rally for Abortion Justice and supported by the Anti-Defamation League, and all these are in the chat room at Revolution Radio, publicly affirmed that abortion access to a Jewish value and that banning abortions is a religious freedom issue. In early June, a South Florida synagogue filed a lawsuit claiming that the state's new 15-week abortion ban violates the religious freedom of Jewish people. This is the same position held by the Satanic Temple of New York City, which claims that the abortion ritual is a form of religious expression. According to Satanists, birthing people, meaning women, who belong to the religion, should be allowed to freely murder their unborn children whenever they feel like it, because this is a form of worship to their God. The Jewish groups agree. How have we not dismantled the government, the Satanic Temple asked, after the Supreme Court overruling of Roe v. Wade, calling the decision illegitimate and promising to defile it? In 2015, the Satanic Temple filed at the federal lawsuit in Missouri, claiming that the state's restrictive abortion laws violate the free exercise of Satanism. 5 years later, Satanists launched a campaign called Satanic Abortions Are Protected by Religious Liberty Laws, and have since reiterated their position that Satanism is the leading beacon of light in the battle of abortion access. With Roe versus Wade overturned, a religious exemption will be the only available challenge to many restrictions to access between the Satanic Temple's official Twitter account on June 24th. Ending someone's life does not qualify as religious expression. Frank Pavoni, the national director for Priests for Life, stated in a recent interview that since abortion involves the killing of someone else's life, it does not qualify under a religious exemption. Killing of an innocent human life, the government can, in fact, restrict this act, even if someone is going to say, "My religious freedom requires me in certain circumstances to abort," he quoted as saying. "Sincerely held religious beliefs that do not involve murder still qualify, but this is something entirely different. Nevertheless, the government has restricted someone's religious freedom precisely out of an interest to protect others, he added. Pointing to several legal cases involving the issue, Pavone further explained how the government does, in some cases, have a compelling interest to interfere with or halt certain religious activities if they put the lives of others at risk. Based on the works of the gospel, that they will handle poisonous snakes, and there are churches that actually do play around with poisonous snakes, the snake handling churches. They do. They carry snakes around and dance with them and kiss them and probably make love to them too if they could. But they dance around with poisonous snakes and not be harmed. Some of these churches had snake handling going on in their services. He explained about how poisonous snakes handling in the South had to be addressed by the government. For the protection of the lives of the congregation, the state came in with legislation and said, you can't do this. Several churches challenged these laws at the time, but the courts upheld the government's restrictions, recognizing that while all Americans have religious freedom, there is a compelling interest when there's no other way to advance that interest. They can use the least restrictive means to do so. In this case, Pavone added, the state of Florida is asserting its compelling interest and it's an interest in protecting human life. A religion with a baby killing ritual is not a religion that belongs in a civilized society, let alone a Christian one, wrote a commentator in LiveSite News. More related news coverage about this abortion war can be found in Abortions News. And this is previous. Germany's economic minister warns a catastrophic economic collapse stemming from energy shortage. And then Biden aims to stutter largest oil field in the U.S. Whoa. And record high gas prices. What? You piece of... really? You ugly person, you reptile. What the... Who put this man into run anything? He couldn't even run a garbage collecting company. What the... I'm sorry, that's... crazy. Let's see here. Let me put that in the chat room. So, anyway, it's July 6th, and we had the 4th of July, and a lot of crazy things are happening. Biden aims to shutter largest oil field in the U.S. amid record high gas prices. Who put this person into the White House? Who did this? I hold you responsible. In retaliation against the Supreme Court's recent decision to stop the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, from forcibly shutting down America's fossil fuel industry, at least to the degree and pace at which this is currently happening, the Biden regime is now threatening to close the country's largest oil field. According to the reports, the EPA is readily itself to cite the Texas-based oil field known as the Permian Basin for supposedly violating ozone pollution standards. That citation could be the move that drives a final nail in the coffin of America's last remaining traces of energy independence, which is exactly what the Biden and regime wants to do. According to the Texas Governor's Office, the proposed regulations will directly affect the Permian Basin, the largest oil field in the United States, accounting for 95 million gallons of gasoline per day, or 40% of the oil production domestically, one report explains about the situation. This would be just one more move from Biden's administration to impact the lives of every American by reducing the fuel supply and causing gas prices to soar well beyond Biden's record of $5 per gallon. He needs to have a casket made just for him to be put on tied down wood and caught on fire with him in it, and send his bones to the Bone Society in Yale. Former EPA Chief of Staff Mandy Gunzla told reporters this week that even though Americans are paying the highest gas prices ever in our nation's history, to the demise of many of them and their families, Team Biden, he's no team, he's a piece of dog crap, continues to double down on their political commitments to end all fossil fuels. Biden promised a cold, dark winter, and it's coming soon. Much of America seems to be asleep at the wheel in terms of recognizing that their lives and their livelihoods are now being used as the political fodder by the green-loving left to get back to at the Supreme Court for taking aim at the climate change agenda. If the Permian Basin gets shut down by Biden and his cronies, you can be sure that energy prices now will look like a bargain later on, especially come wintertime when everyone starts running their heaters. It's going to be cold. Deadly winter in the United States, wrote a commenter of 100% FedUp.com. If you think inflation is bad now, added another, just wait, because you ain't seen nothing yet. They want this for us, and I'm not exaggerating. Substance living. This person added, Biden also campaigned on raising taxes. Who's putting a bullet to his head and stopping him, he said. The answer, of course, is nobody. Nobody is stopping the Biden regime because America has become too divided and emotional and too distracted to get much of anything done except a continued descent into absolute Someone else interjected that he likes Russian President Vladimir Putin far more than he could ever like Biden, even though the latter is supposedly our president. He's not our president. He's some asshole. I'm sorry for saying that word. Who is this ice cream liquor? Both parties are garbage, this person further stated. Biden is a total lunatic. I'd like to ask him face to face how he feels to be the worst president this country has ever had. Worst human being. A reptile. Others pointed out that Democrats buy gasoline just like Republicans do, and that it is shocking to see the left mostly ignore the destruction of all of us at the hands of the Biden regime. Did people not believe Biden when he promised to end oil? Someone else theoretically. Did you think he wouldn't try to take your AR-15? Welcome to the end, America. How much longer is this going to go on? Asked another about Biden's wicked regime over the country. This demented, cadaverous, feeble-minded piece of crap old man is a threat to our country. So why isn't the military shooting this guy for treason? Because they're part of it. More of the latest news about Biden regime, war on cheap and plentiful fuel can be found at Green Tyranny News. Well, so if the gas goes up, well, everything else will too. Here's one, and it's the, and I'll put this into the chat room just in case I haven't yet. It's about, situation update, July 5th, 2022. Truck apocalypse begins in California this week as 70,000 truckers forced off the road. And I'll turn this thing on.
And more, plus I've got a strong recommendation of a book for you that I've been listening to. Desperate to try to take away people's guns, and so they're going to unleash every mind-controlled puppet they have. The demons are going to invoke every demonic spell, every piece of sorcery that they have. They're going to continue this all the way through until Election Day, at least, because, you know, they want people to reject Republicans. So they're going to say that all these shootings are the fault of Republicans and guns and gun owners. And, you know, they're never going to tell you about the psychiatric drugging or the mind control or, you know, all the programming, everything else. That, you know, obviously these are engineered events. Not saying that the deaths didn't happen. They are real deaths. It's real blood, you know, real people shot, looks like. But these events are engineered for political purposes of Republicans. And
that's what it's all about.
And I also want to point out that yesterday on July 4th, far more people in America died from the COVID vaccine than were shot by Crimo. Looks like he killed 6 people. That's what I'm seeing right now. And wounded 20 to 30 people, something in that range. But how many people were killed by vaccines on the same day? Probably between 200 and 300 people were killed by vaccines just yesterday in America. So keep that in mind. And nobody in the media freaks out about vaccines killing people. No, it's only when someone has a gun, not when they have a needle. So, you know, there you go. Now, if you really want to know what's killing people, check out this amazing book. It's called Virus Mania. Well, the full title is the following. It's almost a whole sentence. Virus Mania, Corona / COVID-19, Measles, Swine Flu, Cervical Cancer, Avian Flu, SARS, BSE, Hepatitis C, AIDS, Polio, Spanish Flu, How the Medical Something Making Billion-Dollar Profits at Our Expense. Oh, yeah. How the Medical Industry Continually Invents Epidemics. Here it is, Making Billion-Dollar Profits at Our Expense. Okay? So this book is really quite astonishing. One of the authors is Dr. Samantha Bailey, MD, and she also narrates the audiobook version, which is what I'm listening to. Torsten Engelbrecht is also one of the authors. Klaus Konlin and Stefano Scoglio. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing those correctly. But this book is mind-blowing. This is the kind of book that when I start reading it, and I strongly encourage you to check this out, it's up on Amazon.com, probably Barnes & Noble and other places as well, and Audible.com has the audiobook. I should just tell you, Dr. Samantha Bailey narrates the audiobook. She is not a professional narrator, but she is the author. So, you know, she's performing the book with authenticity, but I'm just saying, don't expect, you know, like Hollywood level narration intonations and things like that. She does great, and she's obviously brilliant. But the only kind of criticism of the book is, you know, they didn't have a professional third-party narrator, which I don't care. I'd really sometimes rather hear the author narrate it, even if they're not as talented in that area, because that's not their focus. They're not like an actor. But the author knows what to emphasize. The author knows the story, and so as they're performing it, I think in many ways they deliver a better performance. But nonetheless, this is a fantastic book. I strongly recommend it. This is the kind of book that, when you start to read it, or at least when I did, I immediately started thinking, gosh, we have to make a documentary based on this information. I mean, it's extraordinary going back into the history of how Pasteur committed so much fraud, just like the vaccine industry does today, and how the whole history of medicine, modern medicine, right? The Rockefeller version of medicine, since about the early 1900s has been, well, largely based on fraud and complete quackery, no actual science involved in it. And just a bunch of profiteers and marketers and con men, basically, who created this con, this idea that viruses would spread from person to person and make people sick. And it turns out that's actually not the accurate description of what happens. So-called viruses are just particles which are the result of sickness. Viruses are, let's say, the exosomes of dead cells. And yeah, there's all kinds of proteins and protein structures and little particles that can be found.
Created this
cells are dying. And yeah, you can find those, and sometimes you can look at them under electron microscope. And you can run PCR tests sometimes and get partial matches. But that doesn't mean that those things can be isolated and then used to infect someone else. In fact, throughout all of medicine, I mean, the whole history of modern medicine, there has never been any study proving that viruses can be isolated from one person. Let's say the virus for, I don't know, whatever, bird flu, you know, chicken pox, you name it. They can't take that virus and then inject it into somebody else and then replicate that sickness in that other person. There's something else that is causing the sickness. It's not this nanoparticle virus. The virus is the result of the sickness. And this book really covers that in great detail, and it's quite good, quite good. And of course, it reminds me of Dr. Thomas Cowan and Dr. Andrew Kaufman, both of whom I've interviewed, and the Weston A. Price Foundation and so on. And, you know, when I first heard this stuff, I did not believe it. Most of my life, I've believed in the theory of viruses and that they were responsible for, you know, making people sick all the time. Oh, you got the flu, you got the influenza, or even COVID in the early days. You know, I believed it at first too, like a lot of people did. You know, the amazing thing about COVID and the whole scam that has come out of this is that it has awakened a lot of people to the truth about this, which is the depth of the scam, because it turns out there was never some self-replicating viral particle that spread from person to person and city to city, making people sick, that was transmitted by people. That never happened. There are other explanations for what made people sick. Could have been exposure to nanoparticle toxins that were aerosolized and distributed in cities or in the water. There was a lot of ventilator deaths, a lot of remdesivir deaths, and so on. But it wasn't the viral spread that we've been told. The claims are all false, and that's why these vaccines aren't helping, by the way. That's why people who are vaccinated are getting more sick, not less sick. There's a lot to get into here. But I just wanted to recommend the book, Virus Mania. Again, that's the name of the book, Virus Mania. And even though I'm not doing interviews right now, I'm going to ask my staff to reach out to Dr. Samantha Bailey and schedule, if she's interested in doing an interview a couple months down the road. Because I think her message is very important and very powerful. And by the way, this whole thing reminds me of the entire cholesterol debate. You know how since the 1980s we've been told by doctors that cholesterol is the enemy. And why? Because they would find cholesterol in arteries or kind of the repair areas of arteries in people who were having cardiovascular heart disease and heart attacks and, you know, similar types of problems, right? Congestive heart failure and so on. So they said, oh, well, it's this cholesterol that's the problem. Therefore, we have to get rid of cholesterol. And they told you to stop eating butter and stop eating eggs. Remember that? Oh, you're supposed to eat this margarine crap, which is a genetically modified rapeseed oil and soybean oil and cheap corn oil and all this garbage. And everybody started eating margarine. And then they started getting sick and dying in greater numbers, you know, because that was toxic garbage. It's trans fatty acids, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, all that stuff. I mean, it was those cheap seed oils that were actually killing people. You would have been better off eating butter and egg yolks, you know, and actual animal fat instead of this artificial crap, this soy oil, right? I mean, we know that now, but through the 1980s and 90s and, you know, frankly, up until recently, a lot of people believed all that stuff because there was a massive marketing industry behind it. It was very profitable to sell all these seed oils. So they had to convince people that there was a medical reason to do so. So they came up with the cholesterol theory. Oh, cholesterol's bad because we're finding it in people who are suffering problems. Well, turns out that cholesterol is just like the presence of cholesterol is the side effect of the body trying to heal itself from damage. So it sends cholesterol to the sites of the circulatory system that need help with some mending. So cholesterol is used. I mean, I know this is an oversimplification, but cholesterol is used to kind of help mend or heal or kind of patch up the circulatory system. Okay. And cholesterol is not the enemy. In fact, you will die without cholesterol, and you need cholesterol in order to create all your hormones, for example. You need cholesterol in your body. And I remember I knew somebody back in the, was it late 1980s, who had suffered a heart attack, and no, maybe this is the early 1990s, and his doctor told him, well, you have to cut out all fat, completely cut out the fat. Yeah, this was the 1990s. And so he went down to like 0 grams or close to zero of fat per day. And his diet consisted of candy and sugar, carbohydrates, and proteins without any fat in them. And it was the worst diet ever. And, you know, of course, that did not go very well. And that person is no longer with us. But I remember having a conversation with him. Like, you don't think that like avocados could be good for you or olive oil or anything? No. Doctor told me to cut out all fat. All fat is bad. And I'm like, but sugar's okay? Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with sugar. Sugar doesn't contain fat. Sugar doesn't raise cholesterol. That's what everybody was told. Sugar's fine, but no fat. So, frankly, the whole virus delusion kind of reminds me of that, where we're told you have to believe in these invisible things that no one can see. You can't even see them under a microscope, by the way. And no one can isolate them. No one can take them out of a sick person. Because they tell you there aren't enough, right? No, seriously, this is...
Well, anyway, everybody, thank you for donating. We have many different hosts. Look at the schedule. There's many different hosts with many different topics. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We have a chat room. And you can donate in many different ways. We have a Zazzle store that has many cool things in it. the Mad Painters made some really beautiful cups and big ones too, not just teeny tiny teacups, but nice big sturdy cups in all different colors that you can choose from and designs for the different hosts. And today is July 6th. Enjoy your day. You might not have one tomorrow, but enjoy your right now. And if you're in a relationship that's not helping you and is destroying you, then get out of it. Or if you're the one that's destroying it, then maybe you should get out of it. But anyway, this is Zoe from Z to Infinity. Coming up next is Mitch Bupp, and he's got a lot of cool topics to cover. And anyway.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio.
One, two, three, four. I told you so. I told you. I told you so.
That's right, here at Revolution Radio, where we try to bring you the truth, not the mainstream media scripted news and information that is pablum for the brainwashed sheeple that listen to it. The real problem is your subconscious is always listening. The powers that should not be, they know that. They know that they have lied to you. Our government knows that it is going down the path of ruin for the United States of America. It's a planned operation the World Economic Forum, the Friends of Davos, Switzerland, the political elite of the world, pushing us, the people, into a reset of sorts. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order that you always rumored to hear about, it's here. Y'all said it was bullshit, said it was a lie. Nobody wants to conquer the world. Nobody wants to depopulate the planet. Nobody wants to control everything except these sick bastards, you know, in the U.S. government and all the way up the ladder of their international terrorist conspiracy. Because let's be honest, these are the real terrorists that the world should fear. They have the power, the organizational depth, and the money to buy any country they want. If they can't buy the politicians, they just create a color revolution and buy the people. Excuse me. Got a little froggy in my throat. Hold on a second. All right. Hopefully that'll help. I'll be leaving here at the bottom of the first break. I'll let everybody, in the chat room know. I got to take the dog to the vet. He ain't doing so swift. And I almost left right now, in all honesty. But my appointment until 9:30. Unless I took him to the emergency vet about 60 miles, 70 miles away. Yeah. Anyway, so come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio, where you can get the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. Yes, let's get to news and information. Call in and listen, 518-906-1839, 518-906-1839 to listen to Studio A. 1-859 to listen to Studio B. Now, here's those numbers again. I'll go through them slower in case you were trying to write them down. 518-906-1839. And that's to reach Studio A. 1-859 to reach Studio B. Remember, you can catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, several other places. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Hey, good morning, Chevy Cool and May and Sheared Sheep and Popsicle Toes and Blessing, Net Effect and Jer Bear, Malaya, Blessing, all over there in the chatty chat room talking actively. Cat dog girls lurking. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. Wally and Valerie and Gino and Surrey Sunflower and William W.H. DeVoe and Comet Noreen and Malay and Nessomanian Batsman and Popsicle Toes. Net Effect in May Street 139. Much, not much to it in the kitchen. Mr. Rowe and the Mad Painter. Dirt just left the house, along with Pat Rabbit and Blessing. Blasphemous Buddha was here a few hours ago. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Let's go over here. Top news out of the UK. Boris Johnson, his days are numbered. They're going to finally cut the wanker loose. Will the UK ever get their Johnson back. I mean, it's just a question. Inquiring minds want to know. Most of his cabinet resigned yesterday and was replaced. And now, of course, Boris Johnson's under hack, so to speak, because people have found out that he knocked up his hairdresser. Really? Boy, the way, you know, I mean, you must really have to work hard to have your hair look that effed up and to go to the salon that often that you knock up your hairdresser. Well, I guess, you know, I guess she just said, come on, honey, you want to ride the big Johnson? So she was summarily shipped off to Canada. See, there are still some things that the UK exports to Canada. And it's the pregnant wanker's girlfriend. That's like, what the hell? Oh, my God. Here, meanwhile, in the USA, federal authorities have admitted that the psycho killer that shot up the Highland Park 4th of July parade he had been arrested, or not been arrested, but he had all his weapons taken from him in 2019, just 3 years ago, when he threatened his family to kill all his family. And then also, let's not forget, he also threatened to commit suicide. It's now known that the young man, a 23-year-old Bobby Simone III, dressed up in drag and put a long wig on and some false titties so he could slink out through the crowd unnoticed. Yeah, a hell of a thing, isn't it? Mexico. A top diplomat in Mexico says Mexico's gone too far, setting back U.S. interests. Well, I don't know about that. But what I do know is that AMLO, Mexican president, has told Joe Biden, if they continue the prosecution and persecution of Julian Assange, that the United States government should tear down the Statue of Liberty. Hell, wouldn't surprise me. Some bitches in New York haven't tried to tear it down yet and, you know, scrap it for copper or some shit. I mean, these people are, God, I can't say. It's just, they're despicables. Mexico's election czar delivered a message to the American ambassador. The Mexican president was mounting an all-out assault on the National Elections Authority, sowing doubt about a pillar of the country's democracy. What do you mean? The cartels pay the president bribes. And, you know, what was his name? Was it Benito Nieto, the former president of Mexico, said to have taken $100 million in bribes and payouts from El Chapo alone? Why? You know, and we're supposed to be concerned about democracy? Well, I'll tell you right now, just like in the United States of America, democracy went out the window a long time ago. The corporate fascist rule is in play. You got the corporate fascists in the Democrat and Republican Party, the members of those private, nonprofit effing corporations that we choose as to, you know, as our leaders. What the hell? And then you got the bureaucratic state. Then you've got the mass propaganda media state. And then you have the three branches of government, which are all corrupted to the core because of the bureaucratic state. While we may have different leaders, the people that are in the bureaucracy itself, as we know during the Trump administration, they acted as insurgents against the Trump presidency. We watched appointed Attorney General Sally Yates effectively tell the president to go F himself, and that they will not enforce, not only enforce any of his policies, but they will set up the policies so that they fail in judicial review and the administration is left handicapped. You had H.R. McMaster, which gave effectively retroactive immunity to all of the Obama administration officials who unmasked members of the Trump team. Democracy? Yeah, democracy was shit long before we got here. The bureaucratic deep state, the sons of bitches. That's terrible to say, but that's the truth. Yeah. The cartels own Texas 12. Must be a highway. Anyway, I'll make sure I don't go down that highway if I ever get traveling out that way. But it's sheer crazy. Anyway, the mood of people is so short that, you know, people have learned if they snap off, they can get their way. They can act like a whiny little cry bitchy baby in a store. And, you know, instead of using the old slick con to get what they want. And today, people just, you know, act like children having a temper tantrum. Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. On July 5th, yesterday, she said, people must not lose respect for the institutions of our democracy. However, June 27th, 2022, she said, F bomb Clarence Thomas. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot have a peaceful society and have an unarmed society where people cannot protect themselves, as we see in all the big cities. And if you didn't know, the big five cities in the United States are all on track to break their homicide records and other violent crimes. It's amazing. You see massive crowds out of control, and then you hear this cry for it's police brutality. It's police brutality. And what about the effing assholes that are out here committing the crimes? You know, what about the assholes that are running from the cops or shooting at the cops and running or fighting with the cops and trying to take their gun? I guess the heck they all think they could be the next Rodney King and hit the Rodney King, George Floyd fentanyl lottery. I know Rodney King's 80s, you know, I know that's old school. Today it's George Floyd, you know. Yeah, it's more idiocracy than the world can even handle. What else we got going on here? Liberals are crying the blues. A Dr. Seuss-inspired mug draws a backlash from liberals. The Dr. Seuss Let's Go Brandon mug is making liberals angry across the board. Of course, if you didn't hear, the Canadian health minister said yesterday, day before, you will never, ever, ever, ever be fully vaccinated, which means essentially you have a meritocracy, a medical dictatorship in Canada. It's crazy. As it seems, it's just 100% true. Northern Italy, state of emergency. In its worst drought in more than 70 years, the Po River, the country's longest at about 400 miles long, is salt water from the Adriatic Sea flow back into the Po River. And what is that causing? Well, they can't use it to irrigate crops. They can't use it for drinking water. So there are a lot of problems. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, early COVID therapeutics innovator, died last week, earlier this week, at 48 with cancer. He could not sit back and wait for politicians and health officials to agree on prescribed treatments. So he came up with Zelenko protocol, which has helped mitigate not only the COVID-19 Wuhan flu virus, but also is helping to mitigate the problems with, that's right, the vaccine that they said doesn't hurt anybody. Oh, yeah, I had to laugh about this. The IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Association, warns of if there's no Iran nuclear deal, a regional arms race will break out. What do you mean a regional arms race? We're already supplying everybody between the U.S. and Russia and Israel. I mean, we got more bombs and missiles and shit floating around over there than we have in our own stockpile anymore. Crazy. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is whitewashing the murder of a Al Jazeera journalist who was shot in the head by a sniper. The headshot to a blue helmeted, blue vested woman with a prominent press markings on her vest was clearly an intentional assassination because they cannot read the mind of the sniper. They can't, you know, get it all down. The U.S. says, well, there's no evidence. Oh, Christ on a crutch. They're snipers. They don't work in a vacuum. They have spotters. They have other people. Sons of bitches. Meanwhile, out in Mitt Romney land, Utah sheriff is investigating claims of ritual child sexual abuse that involves aspects of it that fit with Satanism. Well, I mean, if you're super religious, you've got to go super the other way. The United Nations just declared the U.S.-Mexico border as the world's deadliest land crossing. Yeah, when it comes to all the people who come across the border, it's just a matter of math, whether they will make it or not, whether they will get to stay and how long they will get to stay. And if they get expulsion papers, can they find, will they be able to be found? Russia has demanded that Israel cease its air aggression against Syria. The Kremlin is increasing pressure on Israel following some daytime strikes in Syria, where, you know, Israel actually just believes that it can wage war just like the United States does and say, look, look, it's a terrorist. It's a terrorist. Look. Sorry. The war on terror is a worldwide world war, and it is essentially World War III in a broad incarnation as the United States of America works to build its empire and take the countries that stand against it, mostly China and Russia, and break it up, break them up and balkanize them. Yeah. Anyway, the sheer crazy, the craziness of it. Yeah, Mayor Lori Lightfoot slams toxicity in our public discourse. Well, she should know. She, you know, basically, well, look, when you're telling people that they're racist and you don't even know their name, you only know what color they are. When you're telling white people it's all your racist fault, that black people are where they are today, not the black people themselves. Well, there's the break, guys. I'm packing it in. I got to take Shorty to the doctor. God bless. Good day and good luck.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi.